Blog Talk Radio.
In a colorless landscape, the future has promise. What the world needs is a shining hope. Radio back to life. Welcome to WMLR. More Life Radio. It's real radio on the blog platform. WMLR Radio.
Light electricity. Do it for you.
Main event of the evening.
Hotep, children of the sun, and welcome. Your number one station focused on rebuilding our nation. WMLR, More Life Radio, proudly presents Brother, a show dedicated to the upliftment and encouragement of the melanated kings.
Technically, right now, we don't have a president. I hope you guys know that.
any world catastrophe happens right now, we are in trouble. Yes, we are. And man, I gotta say, this show would not be complete. This show would not be complete without Professor Simon, Sean, the sports guy, and the one, the only, the captain, Tahuti the Fly Virgo. Brother Tahuti, man. But yeah, King, where you at, man?
Yes.
What's going on,
one,
man?
1, 2, 1, 2. Peace, King. Peace, family. Peace, brethren. Brother, it's the day after a debacle of an election. But I agree. We're going to get into it. Welcome, everybody. Peace to you, King. How you doing, man? You doing all right?
Man, I'm doing good, man. You know, considering what's going on. Yeah, I'm doing real good, bro.
Yeah. And what's about to happen. Yeah, what's about to go down. As it's coming, the masses, the sheeple have accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. Looks that way anyway. We're going to get into it. Yes, indeed. Let's bring the other kings in, man. I see them in here getting their smocks on, getting their clippers out, ready to fade some heads tonight. Yeah, WMLR, brother. What's happening, brethren? All right, let's make sure we get everybody.
You're going to have to talk to them.
Hey. Nah, stay in there. I already talked with Professor Silence, and I know my main man, Sean John, the sports guru, is in the building. Peace, brother. Peace.
What's going on, my brother?
Yeah, man. Muted, man. What? I was sitting there on the mute mode, like, what the deal?
Yeah. How you, brothers? How you feeling? How you feeling, Sean, the day after?
Man, I can feel all the tight butt cheeks all around the world right now.
It's tense.
And I'm happy.
Now, Professor was out in the field helping people get to the polls, doing some honorable work. We chopped it up a little bit before the show. Professor, how was that experience, man? And how long did you commit to it? I know it had to be grueling, and you got to meet a lot of different people.
Yeah. I mean, right after I got off work from teaching, you know, I teach at the public school, so right after I got off work, one of the state representatives gave me a call. He's like, "Hey, I need you to help out because I'm one of the few people that actually own my own bus." So I'm like, "Yeah, no problem." So he had me riding up and through every little nook and cranny of the community, picking folks up. He would get out the bus and be like, "Hey, did you vote?" He's like, "Nah, met a couple of people who hadn't voted all their life or over." One woman said, "I ain't voted in 20 years." And she's like, "I just ain't voting." He said, "Well, you voting today, goddamn." So we made sure we went to the projects, we went to the highways, the byways, wherever somebody was, as long as you had an ID, even if you didn't have an ID, we gonna get you to the polls today. Yes.
Right.
We were there. I literally worked until the polls closed. Even, you know, after we stopped picking folks up, make sure everybody got home safe. Also, you know, I do police work, so I was out there with my gun, making sure I had some security.
Oh, yeah. They're boarding up stuff here, man. They're getting ready for something.
They boarding up in L.A. Yeah, they boarding it up in L.A. Ain't no boards going on here in Mississippi land. We just changed our flag, in case you've been keeping up with the news. So Mississippi got a brand new non-Confederate flag as of today. So great.
That's what's up.
Mike Espy, the black guy that was running the white lady, Cindy Hyde Smith, who said she would like to go to some kind of hanging or something like that. She said she would go to. Well, she won. She beat the black guy. Everybody knew the black guy was going to win because, one, from the inside scoop that I got from the state representative that I know, he was telling me, man, he said Espy got a 4-1 war chest on the Sidney High chest. So he had the money. Everybody knew he was going to beat her, but the money didn't matter. And at the end of the day, he had a concession speech. And that was the other thing. I was up till, you know, everybody trying to stay up to the wee hours of the night to see who wins the big thing. We still trying to figure that out. So I was up till 3-4 in the morning with a lot of people, just playing the wait.
There was no way we were going to know last night. I knew that. And there's no way we're going to know, I don't think, this week. Donald Trump is digging in his heels, and he's ready to go to battle. Sean, did you hear him? He told everybody what he was going to do. Did you hear his little spiel when he came out?
Yeah, he's starting lawsuits like campfires right now.
Oh, man.
That he is. That he is.
This is hilarious.
It's a comedy show. It is. Now, Consu, you said right now, legally. Now, I thought it's not until January. Like, if there's not a winner announced by that time, when it's time for him to change hands, right? Or December 18th. Let's keep it real. But go ahead, man. You were saying.
Well, yeah. When I say it's a technicality, what I'm saying is that, yes, Trump is still technically the president of the United States. Yes, he is. But the Senate and the House of Representatives are also in the election, of course. So should something major happen, it would be a major disruption to the electoral process.
Oh, yeah.
See, we're arguing over the popular vote. This is why I always hold to Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
Better pay attention to the Electoral College.
Yep. Gotta
this
know
is all
what
exciting
it is.
And it sounds all drama-ish and real sexy. Sounds good.
Yeah.
But wait for that Electoral College to drop.
Yes, sir.
I do want to give a quick update, man. I'm gonna shoot in every now and then to give updates on the election. Right now, Joe Biden is leading in electoral votes.
Yeah.
243 to 214.
243.
243 to 214.
Okay, I'm on Fox News, and he's six away. He's six electoral votes away.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
The reports are not official. They're scattered all over the place. So don't take anything factual right now.
Don't take anything literal.
Senate
right
election.
Now. Yeah.
47 to 48 Republicans. House election.
Yeah.
199 to 188 Democrats. Now, this is where, I think people should be educated on the political process.
Yes.
I don't give a damn if Biden wins. The Senate and the House going to stay the same. Wake up. The Senate and the House is going to stay the same. So it's not changing.
Not going to change.
The president is the chief administrator of the military.
Yep.
He don't pass policy. But Americans are arguing over personality worship.
Huh.
And so when the hoopla dies down, and the politicians finish lying to get elected, they're going right back to the same BS they're already doing.
There it is.
Huh.
And what might I say, think about this, guys. Donald Trump is taking the blame for the loss of 230,000 people, right? Due to COVID. But why isn't this election a landslide then?
That's the thing that's blowing me away. I have to say I was completely shocked. I thought for sure with all the Trump hatred that's been spewed, social media, mainstream media, all the pundits, all the news pundits, the comedians, the late night show, all the hate that we saw building up to this, I would have thought it wouldn't be as close as it is. Honestly, I was shocked by that. But
so
then again,
I'm
not really, because it's an electoral college process. It's the same process they use to pick the Pope. That's where they get it from. Your vote only counts as far as the delegates carry them on December 18th when they cast the final and deciding vote. So all of this is to make you feel like you're included. And just like what Consu just said, the most important part, the Senate would have to change. We have never, it's been years, let me say that, it's been years since we've seen a Democratic president along with a Democratic Senate and a Democratic Congress. It's been years. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's a tight race right now. It's tight.
And when you have this kind of race, Kings, it's all about filibustering, because you know that the Democrats are going to have to cut deals with the Republicans and vice versa to keep the country going.
Yes,
and this is why we have such an uproar between Senate and the House. And this is why we haven't gotten any more stimulus checks, or it's 43 million applicants that have applied for unemployment and are not getting unemployment benefits. And it is a rent pandemic going on. It's an eviction pandemic with houses and renters all over the country nobody's talking about. In the midst of us looking forward to either getting the King of the Klansmen or Colonel Sanders. That's what we're looking forward to. I'm watching Facebook, King, and I see people literally stressed out, hoping Biden wins as if it's going to be a victory.
They have no idea. None at all. No clue.
Zero.
You know why? Go ahead, Sean.
I said you can see the tension all on Facebook. It's hilarious.
But it's scary, though. This is what hit me. This dude has been in politics for half a century. He's ran for president. What is it? This is his eighth time. Is that right? I might be off of my numbers. I think it's eight times. And he finally got it. Can you imagine? Boy, if y'all thought Donald Trump was a narcissist. This dude has been trying all my life, all my years to get this power. And finally, he told his wife last night, "You about to get this presidential dick, baby." Celebration is going down in the Biden household.
It's Trump is killing this man in PA, and he is, and Biden is from PA.
They know what he is, man. I mean, people who know, you know. Now here's what.
I'd expect to win Ohio. Give me Ohio.
Yeah, I wasn't shocked by Ohio. I really wasn't. I'll tell you who I was shocked by. Genesee County, Flint, Michigan, had a real close race between the two. Yeah, man. It's been a battle for Michigan. Right now, they've got Joe Biden up in Nevada, and that's all he needs. He really needs one of the open states that are still open and remaining. Those states are... I'm looking and following with you, Consu. Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada.
Yeah, which one has the most electoral votes?
Say it again.
Which one has the most electoral votes?
Pennsylvania.
I know
with 20.
18.
No, Pennsylvania is 20. Mm-hmm. North Carolina, 15. Georgia, 16. And Nevada, 6. The magic number for Biden right now. Trump would have to win all of those states to pull off an incredible comeback. Oh, and Alaska, they're showing Alaska is open, but I was watching NBC. They're basically giving Alaska's 3 electoral votes to Donald Trump. Hawaii went blue. But I'll tell you what, we are not going to know. It is, they're going to say Biden won, but Donald Trump's people, if y'all have been paying attention, which you really haven't, Donald Trump's got some brilliant people on his team. They know what they're doing. They've been finding loopholes. That's why they haven't been able to get him. That's why. He's got the right people in there. They're pulling out laws left and right. And he's been telling everybody leading up to this how it was going down. So we'll see. We'll see. It's yet to remain to be seen. So we will see. Well, I'll tell you like this, man. Better get your heat right. Get your guns ready. Because when these Democrats take over, the gun laws are coming. That was set up by Barack. That's why everything is centralized. Remember, Barack signed an executive order into place after the Sandy Hook incident, or what was alleged to be Sandy Hook. A lot of the conspiracy theorists, my fellow conspiracy theorists, believe that that was a false flag situation. So we don't know that for sure. And babies' lives were taken, and it was a very sad ordeal. And so Barack, as a result of that, he signed, what was it, 23 executive orders. And all of those were based around gun control. So, get ready. Get ready. I tell you, man, we are going to learn the hard way one day. We really are. Shout out to the Queen Jade Simmons. Very proud of that young lady. Beautiful queen. Very sharp, very classy, very intellectual. She would have made a wonderful president. Wonderful. If the ladies can gawk and have sexual fantasies about Barack Obama, then that could be one of the reasons I'm wanting to vote a female president in. I got to be attracted to her. She got to do something for me. She's got to get my chakras fired up. You feel me, fellas? Is that me? That's just me? Come on, tell the truth. Shame the devil.
Oh, no. Jade is bad. She bad. She bad. Jade is bad. I hope that she continues to work her way in the political arena and make a difference the best way she can.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pushing for the next 4 years. Let me tell you why this was a, if I can share this little story, why this was a special election for me, fellas. This was the absolute first election that I was fully informed. And I was really, it was close for me for between Dr. Joe and Jade, right? Dr. Joe Jorgensen had a black woman running as vice president. She had reparations on her platform. But it was just something I said when I saw Jade, it was like, whoa, yeah, she could do it. I feel that about her. I listened to her speak. So this was the first time I didn't vote based on what the masses were doing, what mainstream media was telling everybody to do. I was actually informed. So when I cast that vote, when I wrote it in, it was the most, one of the biggest moments of my life. I won't even lie. I felt so good, man. Knowing what the turnout was going to be, I knew what it was going to happen. They didn't give her any shine. They didn't even bring her numbers up. Did y'all peep that?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
Still waiting to
stay behind. Say it again.
I'm still waiting to see her number. I don't know how she did anywhere.
Yeah, me too. Well, you know, she gonna put it out there. She's actually going live tonight. She has not stopped, and we wish her and her running mate, Claudelia Rose. I have a hard time with that that first name, boy, that's, you know, that's from the South. She from the South, that not the South. She from the South with an F called Elfia.
Mm.
Yeah. Professor ain't like that. He ain't like that. I'm sorry. You from L.A. You ain't from the South. You from L.A.
Yeah, that's your. You know, bro.
Well, yeah. Anyway, I wanted to shout them sisters out. Shout out to all the other candidates that had the courage to stand up and get out there and try to make a difference and try to get these people to realize there's more than two parties. There's more than two candidates. God. Please get that. I had so many people coming on my post with that slave talk, and that's what I call that. That slave mentality. I can't even rock with you. You're not even worth that energy. I can't deal with it. You know, voting for Jade is voting for Trump. Man, miss me. Miss me.
Slave. How many posts did Kanye get? I thought he got like 60,000, 600,000, something like that.
Yeah. 60, in Louisiana, the last time I saw it, he had 0.5%. But he showed up. So, shout out to Kanye.
Who was his running mate?
Oh, I forget her name. Thibodeau. Is it Thibodeau? I think it is. It's a female. I think her last name is Thibodeau or something like that. I forget. I wanted Kanye. Everybody knows that. I was all for it. But I need Kanye to be serious. And I need him to really put down the legwork to make it happen. This can't be a feeling, a moment. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, man, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm just really optimistic about black people waking up to the fact that we're in this shit alone. I'm really looking forward to us saying, I'm mad enough to finally do something about it. Because this poverty thing is going across every color paradox.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody feeling it. It's turning into a classist issue. I'm glad that black people are realizing that the middle class, see, you know me, Tootie. I like Trump's attitude. Now, Trump is a person. I don't think he's racist. I just think he's an average white person with power. That's all.
So racist.
I'm not going to say that.
Who puts his people above and beyond everybody else?
WMLR is not doing an interview with Donald Trump.
Right.
Fox is. CNN is. CBS, ABC. They never done us any good. So whatever they say, we do. They got, if they say lick your tongue out and say what, you're going to do it. If they say, wear your pants off your butt, you're going to do it. So I don't trust the media at all. Because the media, there's no media out there for us.
Not at all.
To be able to judge a personality, you know? So
not at all.
I look at it as, okay, I see Trump. I don't particularly care for the guy, but his policies make sense to me. I didn't vote for Trump this year because the system disrespected black folks. They didn't even count us. They had the nerve to get an old, washed-up politician and a useless, a supposed black woman as a solution to the problems that we're having. That's how much they cared about us. We're the number one consumers on the planet, African black people. We're the number one consumer. And this is how we get treated. So that's why I didn't vote for Trump. I really didn't. But I hope that black people stop feeding the middle class. Let the middle class go. That is the working class. You are the reason the government is doing what they're doing.
We love
going to work.
We love being in the middle. We accept it wholeheartedly. We love the fact that the Democratic Party places limitations on your wealth. You make over $400,000, we're going to tax you. You're going to pay way more taxes. That's to keep you from making, that's a threshold. That's a ceiling. That's putting a limit on your hustle. They're telling you you can't make more. You can't be anything but middle class. Who created that? Who come up with that? Y'all better wake up, man. Better wake up. This is going to be the wake-up call. Watch. This is going to be the wake-up call. Everybody, you voted for Biden. You had every right to do that. The only thing that incenses me, that vexes me to my soul, is that you did it and you didn't research. You accepted what they fed you. There's no way that there should be a debate and not have all of the presidential candidates a part of that debate.
Right.
There's no way. Think about that. You're only getting two perspectives, and there are 15 people running for president. I had a sister. I put up a post. There's a black, did you know there's a black woman running for president? I had a sister come on my wall and say, well, how come she, who's her campaign manager? She need to make herself known. No, we have to make our politician known.
Yeah.
We don't even know the rules of the game. It's just sad. You read that? You read that, Kane?
Yes, I did.
How are we supposed to know? Because you have to research. Stop being, I told her these words, stop being lazy and research. She got upset. I'm not lazy. I said politically lazy is what I'm talking about. Stop being politically lazy and just going with who they give you to go with without doing any research. Absent the test, Sean. Absent the test.
You know, you gotta make it into a meme for them to take it as gold.
That's
not
how you educate
me.
Yeah. That is so true, man.
Yeah, actual.
So sad.
Actual and actual.
Well, this is one thing I noticed too. All the red states that normally go red went red. Now, if you are not paying attention to these little nuances, these things that are there that speak loud and clear what this country is all about, what it's been about, and what it will continue to be about, we have got to remove ourselves from the equation. We've got to bring our own chess pieces to the chessboard and stop accepting theirs, because they already, look, Biden and Kamala already told you when Ice Cube came, we'll talk to you after the election. We don't give a damn about a black agenda, a black contract, a black receipt. We don't give a damn about nothing black but your vote. That's it.
And your money.
And if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. There it is.
Yeah. And
just like me and Deshaun. I'm sorry. Let me cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Just like me and Deshaun talking about finances and investments, our votes are an investment. Our votes are just as influential as money is. There's not one politician on Capitol Hill that you can trust, but you can pay all of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're there for. They're to be paid and lobbied for.
Yeah. And that's really who the Democratic Party are loyal to, are the people who donate. If you're not a big time donation, you're not buying them $1,500 plates at them dinners, man, they're not thinking about you. You're middle class, chump.
That's a fact.
Oh yeah, it's the truth, man.
We just talked about the World Economic Forum for 3 weeks. We told you about the dinner in Davos, Switzerland, and the ticket price, $65,000 to $657,000 to get into that dinner. If you ain't working,
if you're not working
with that kind of money, they're not thinking about you. You're middle class. Stay in your middle class with your middle class ass. I said it.
Poverty politics, man. If you happen to be successful in America, you're not black enough.
You're not black, really.
If you don't vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And just the disrespect. And let me go back to what I was saying about the red states, because I wanted to make a point about that. Pay attention. Those people stayed on code. Donald Trump ain't had time to do nothing for them. He's been battling all the whole time he's been president. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
He spent the last 2 years dealing with an impeachment process. Then he gets this year, COVID, boom. So think about that. All the states that normally vote red did what? They stayed on code. Why can't we do that, fellas? Why do we have such a problem staying on code?
Wow.
Arizona, stay red.
That's deep, dude.
Arizona flip. Arizona flip. One state out of how many red states, Professor? Look at that whole middle of the map.
Somebody was saying that the reason potentially why Arizona flipped was the John McCain factor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He brought that on himself when he did that. He should have never did that and said those things about John McCain after he died, man. That was terrible.
I like when Malcolm X did with John F. Kennedy. He's like, hey, chickens came home to roost.
Yeah, chickens come home to roost. But you look at Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia. Man, that's the whole middle of the country. I didn't even bring up Montana, North Dakota, Idaho. All of those people always, even Florida.
Yep.
Even Florida.
As a matter of fact, it's what, 50 states, right? So if we get it in terms of states, bottom line, if you had 26 states that went red, then we would just have a Republican president be done with it. So it's not done by states, not done by popular votes. It's done just like the brother said earlier. You got to look at the Electoral College.
The Electoral College. But when you look at the middle of the map of this country and you see that one person got all these states and they know he's a screw-up. They know it. They don't like that dude, man, but they stay on code. That's my point. You're right. Doesn't matter about states, but they stay on code. I've never seen Oklahoma go blue. I've never seen Missouri go blue. Louisiana, Texas, never seen Texas go blue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point. These states, these people that make up these outlying regions and rural areas, they all stay on code. This man ain't done nothing for them. Nothing, really. Think about it. But they stayed on code.
True to the game.
truth.
Speaking of Ice Cube. Speaking of Ice.
Yeah. Man, did y'all see that interview that he did with Lisa Ray, Sunshine Anderson, Vivica Fox? Did y'all see that?
Yeah, they were snippy with it.
Oh my God. And all of them sitting up there with fake eyelashes, fake hair, fake asses, fake faces. And it's like, it's so. This is where we are as a people. Our own women hate their own men. This is why we can't and won't have any unity. I don't believe it'll ever happen.
Yeah, I think what happened was an exercise in ignorance, and I like the way that Cube handled himself. You know, he kept his demeanor.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
The women, you know, I don't want to disrespect them. I just want to say they were uninformed and ignorant. You know, and Ice Cube cleared it up pretty quickly. But again, our good old media, bourgeoisie media, did not express that Cube said he's indifferent to either candidate. He's almost inclined not to vote for any of them. He just wants his plan enacted.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, again, it's a learning curve, and the fact that we are willing to be pumped out of politics. We're open and comfortable with falling with the popular narrative. It's almost like we're in high school, you know, and it's the peer pressure, the in kids versus the nerds.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the Democrats versus the Republicans, it's turning into gangbanging.
That's what it is.
I heard Biden say that the red states are getting more COVID cases than the blue states. What? So
wait,
because they're more prone to COVID, they don't get the caution. Crazy. It really is.
Look at this game. This is just a little interesting tidbit. Did you know that the Democrats used to be red and the Republicans used to be blue?
Mm-hmm.
That was started by, I want to say, it was a news anchor that started that. Started painting the, I think, I want to say Walter Cronkite, y'all. I want to say it was Walter Cronkite. He was the first one to assign the colors. And then somewhere it switched. And the Democrats became blue and the Republicans became red. Then you have the Crips and the Bloods. Do you see the correlation? I'm going to tell you a good movie to watch that shows you how it all started, The Gangs of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Gangs of New York. Check that out. Mm-hmm. Blow your mind. You'll see what you're aligning yourself with, black man, black woman. You'll see. I had a sister tell me, she said, I'm voting for Biden because his outlook on things aligns with my beliefs. I said, really? So it's okay for an old white man to take his old wrinkled nasty fingers and reach up under an innocent woman's skirt and penetrate her with said fingers. You align yourself with that, huh? Man. Mm-mm. Well, we are gonna see how things pan out. I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I got my kings helping me out. We doing it, and we're gonna get it done. So that's it. That's what it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
Get your financial wheelhouse in order.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in order.
Well, what else is going on, fellas? What's going on in around the world, man? What's happening? I know it was something. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to add about, I don't know if I mentioned this or not before. I've been looking at it. I'm on this group with these folks for the Blacksit of black folks leaving the country and going to other countries. I don't know if I mentioned this before or not. It is out there. It's real. And people are really, like, moving to places like Mexico, Canada, Caribbean, Jamaica, you know, and they making that relocation. You know, I was just wondering what y'all think about doing the Blacksit thing. Like, is it a viable option, alternative for people who just want to be up out of the United States? Because I know a few people personally right here in Mississippi who are, they doing the Blacksit to the motherland. They're like, gone. And they left. One of the mayors, as a matter of fact, you might not see this in the newspaper, but a mayor in Mississippi, I knew him personally, got his cell number, you know, for another person. He had a term. He said, you know what, I'm cutting my term short. And he just bounced. He's in Africa right now. He's like, I could do better in Africa. And he left. He's gone. I know another brother, he's been back and forth to Africa 3 times over the last few months now. He's like, I'm setting stuff up. I'm going to do one more trip, and I'm staying in Africa. I ain't coming back. So there is a significant movement of relocating about this country. Thoughts?
I think it's a good idea, man. Honestly. I really do.
Yeah, man, I do too. I think, you know, I wouldn't, it's not a bad idea at all. You know, I just think that we have to be educated on the system of global economics. There are rules in economics that apply to every landmass that we live in. I heard people saying, man, you know, Biden promised a $15 an hour minimum. That means that the cost of living goes up too. That means your rent goes up. That means gas goes up. That means food goes up. Because if you make more money, you make goods more scarce. So it's just the lack of literacy in the system that we're in. People, man, we're in a capitalist government. We need to do away with capitalism. WMLR is a capitalist environment. We are free market private enterprise.
Merchandise on the way. Merchandise on the way.
Right. France, who was a socialist government, was racist against the Vietnamese to the point that Vietnam asked us to get involved, and we did ignorantly. So just because you go to socialism is what is a democratic construct. So just think about that. Now, the personalities that may represent capitalism aren't the best, but if we're dealing with economic systems, we owe it to ourselves to be educated on it.
And that's up to us to put the right people in leadership. That's up to us. And then not only put them in leadership, but make sure they're surrounded by the right people. That's up to us, man. Quit saying our vote is our power, but you don't act like it is. If you vote for Kanye, that's voting for Trump. Man, get away from me.
Well, I think the other component to that is holding whoever is in office accountable. And I think that's one of the things. Like once whoever gets elected, they're like, oh, well, and they don't even hold them accountable.
Yes, agree. We get comfortable. I'm guilty of that. But you have to be careful even with that. That's why we're seeing our boy Tavis Smiley catch hell right now. Because he was doing that with Barack, him and Dr. Cornel West. Dr. Cornel West caught hell because they were watchdogging Barack Obama. And we all should have been doing that. Not falling in love with him singing Al Green. Hell.
That's what we did with Bill Clinton when he got on our singing with that sex.
Yeah. And he lied and said he smoked a joint and didn't inhale it. What fool does that? No fool do that. Wasting good weed. And then we gave him the label as the first black president. I was a part of that mess. I was a part of that mess. Not anymore. Go ahead, brother.
Kings, let me tell you, man, I think we should change the vibration, take a little break, get this heat off our back, talking about the circus, unwind a bit.
Sounds good.
I'm gonna tell you, this it's a guy, Busta Rhymes.
Oh, yeah,
man,
you already
that
know.
album of the year. Album of the year, no question. So everybody, man, we gonna play this Busta Rhymes track, man. Rough around. Brother.
God, I know I done got away with a lot. I've been keeping account. I figured that I hollered at you for my blessings run out. Before I kneel down and a choir would sing, Almighty sprinkle holy water on me. Please, I need your help with some things. This puzzle complicated, Lord, it got me sick in the head. I conversate with people who died like I speak with the dead. Laying down with chicks with no feeling, I sleep with the dead. I fed a lot of people poison, now I eat with the dead. Forgive me for the negative I do and things that I said in order. Taking for granted that my words are being recorded. Cheat, lie, deceit, sold drugs, and fucked on my mistress. Forgive me for the company I kept and murders I witnessed. Thus, I never stole or snitched and always stayed on my grind. Now, all the folks that try to talk to me, I'll pay them no mind. The old timers, they used to say the devil coming to get you. Stay on that path, better hope that God is walking it with you. I hope you're listening and you're hearing me clear. I strive to never say your name in vain or ever beg for mercy and fear. Every money option minimal for feeding my fam. Just trying to secure the food minus the blood on my hands. A couple youngins follow what we do. Shit is astounding. You see the wicked in the eye and know the devil's around them. Until it's time, I wait for your arrival. Stick with survival and continue to walk with your blessings, my gun and my Bible.
Hope you forgive me, Lord.
Wrap around the edges and the edges stick way out. It's coming straight ahead. Go run into it and won't look out. Oh, Lord, if I'm living right, would you come and take me away?
Iceberg on me up early, now what's the verdict? Perspiring, paranoid people, curtains, hearing voices. Yo, church lady gave me holy water plus some stuff to smear ointments all over the skin. I hear it over again.
Yo.
Voices blowing the wind.
Yo.
Telling me foes coming for revenge. Giving me choices, there that voice goes again. No applause, no airtime. No need for the floor, so I don't care. I'm no studio session needed to air mine. Here lies a dude who did it. I'm a fool at the pulpit, my jewelry dripping. My Uzi slipping, I interrupt his eulogy. Excuse me, y'all sipping, something to soothe me. Talk about my dude, I miss him. Father's a pimp, his mom a Christian. Laying there shivering, what's his religion? The choir's a liar, songs they singing are repulsive. Preacher man told it how it was, it went.
Wrap around the edges, and the edges stick way out. It's coming straight ahead, go run into it and won't look out. Oh, Lord, if I'm living right, would you come and take me away now? Oh, Lord, if I'm living right, would you come and take me away?
We creating as people. We're creating them, but they have them. You see? We sing the music, they sell it. We sing the music, they market it. We sing the music, they promote it. You see? We sing the music, they produce great conglomerates like Sony, CBS Music, creating all kinds of jobs. We're creating tremendous jobs for a lot of people. How many jobs do we create just buying from Koreans, buying from other ethnic groups out here? How many people are we creating employment for in terms of our spending habits as a people and our consumption habits as a people? How many jobs are we creating going to jail? We're creating all kinds of jobs and wealth, and we must come to understand this. We are creating these jobs, and yet we are begging for jobs. This means then somewhere our consciousness has been impaired. We are begging for what we are making already. We cannot use our own creation as a source of our own wealth. I told you earlier today that
The Creator could not have intended for us as African people to be a poor people. If the Creator implanted in our soil all the wealth that was planted there. We talk about the minerals and the oil and the gold and the this and the that that's implanted in African soil. So it seems as if the Creator blessed us from the very beginning with wealth and possibility. Therefore, for us to be going hungry over this wealth and to be starving in the midst of it and to be perceived as a dependent, indebted people while our wealth is being shipped out to other people, we are actually selling a lot of it for pennies and nickels and dimes and less, means that there is something wrong with our consciousness.
Brother, brother, golly, man, Dr. Amos Wilson, he always gets to the point, man. He gets the ticket. He gets it. He's one of those guys, he just figures it out, man. He understands it. He understood it back then, and it is relevant today. I'll tell you, man, phenomenal mind. We got so many amazing black people in our history, man. It's just nothing for us to be ashamed of, to hold our heads down, dog. We should be very proud of who we are as black people, man. Let's not forget that. We don't have to give up hope. We got to realize that we're watching the clowns and circus, man. You just got to go look smart. That's all.
Yeah. Good. And learn from the master teachers. They laid the blueprints. We haven't been following them as a people. This financial, this economic movement that's taking place in the black community, investing your money, you know, and something that's going to pay you back. That's something that Dr. Marcus Garvey laid forth years ago in the 20s, y'all, that long ago. We just got to follow their leaders, their lead, go and apply the knowledge when we get it, add it, and actually live it, carry it out. That's all. That's all we have to do. Change your mind. Complete paradigm shift. But yo, man, we talked about it. You touched on it right going into the break. The legendary Busta Rhymes. 11 years it has been since we had a new Busta Rhymes project. This brother drops ELE2, Extinction Level Event 2. And I was just blown away, fellas. I was blown away. So we're just going to do a little breakdown, a little quick preview of this album. And I have to say, I'm very impressed. I hate to say things like, oh, Busta Rhymes still got it. I hate that because that indicates he lost it at some point.
Right.
This man clearly didn't. So I'm blown away by the album. I had enough of Chris Rock. That was a bit too much of Chris Rock on the album. Didn't need that much Chris Rock calling me a bitch. I didn't appreciate that. Woo. I ain't like that. I ain't take too kind of that. I'm going to have some words with Chris when I see him. But, yeah, other than that, man, I felt the album is a phenomenal success. Big up to the legendary Busta Rhymes. I'm going to let y'all talk on it, man. Tell us what you thought about the album.
Man, I thought it was well put together. You don't hear albums with 22 tracks anymore. Not rap albums. You hear just for foolishness, and he did it in a way where he collaborated with people that are mainstays in hip hop. He knew exactly, with the exception of Kendrick Lamar, who really went in on that track. Kendrick Lamar, God, when his album does come out, look out. Then he went in with Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
So he looked out for two young guys that carried the mantle of good music.
Yeah.
He could have put anybody from this era on his album, and he picked two of the top guys. And we
two
were talking
guys.
About Anderson .Paak almost 2 years ago.
Yes, sir. And I was about to say that. Two guys that I called. Sean vouched for this about Kendrick Lamar. I called that years ago. I'm like, yo, y'all need to check this dude out. He's got next. And then the dude blew up. This was when he was with the Black Hippies, and he had dropped Section 80. And I was blown away by his lyrical skill and the different styles he had. And I knew he was going to be hot. Same thing with Anderson, man. I heard Anderson on Dre's album, the Compton album. And I'm like, who is this dude? And sure enough, man, this dude is blown up. So, yeah, you're right. You're right. But Busta knows who to link up with. And he even went back to people he had linked up with before that made a hit. That joint with him and Mariah Carey. It's fire. Fire.
Yeah, fire. Fire.
Exactly. The joint with him and the God MC Rakim. Allah. Oh,
man. That opener, that intro.
Yeah, man. God. Oh. Strapped Down. That's my joint. The way that beat changed on that. Oh, what that track he did over the Poison. Over that mm-hmm. over that Poison DVD track. Man.
Right.
Murder.
Mm-hmm.
Don't this shit make a nigga wanna jump. Yeah. Bust down.
Yeah, I love the one with Q-Tip.
Yes.
Don't go. And I loved Oh No. I mean, it was just, you know, the Busta and the way that he combines,
yes,
you know, certain beats and flows and rhythms is just sick.
And it's always been like that with Busta. This is a classic album. This is a classic Busta Rhymes album.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It really is. I loved everything that I heard except Chris Rock. That was it. But that track where he's got Minister Farrakhan talking. Oh, man. Ooh, that was powerful. That sent chills up my spine. Master Farad Muhammad, the track with him and Rick Ross. Oh.
Yeah.
Rosé. Oh. Yeah. This is a heavy-duty hip-hop album. And you're right.
Yeah.
We haven't had a hip-hop album like this. It's been a long time, man, a long time. And it just, for real hip-hop heads, it took you back, and it made you feel good about hip-hop again. It's not dead, not at all.
Thanks, Sean, man, hip-hop is definitely not dead.
Sean, what did you think about it, bro? I know how you feel about Bust, but I'm just interested. I know you didn't have time to smoke it.
Not yet.
No. All right, we're going to change that up. I got you, Ken. Don't you worry. We'll fix that. But yeah, it's some really good music out, family. It really is. You guys know right here on WMLR, your number one station dedicated to Black emancipation, we're going to always promote good music, up-and-coming artists, things that you haven't heard. Get that Liquid Crystal Project album. It's an EP. $5, contribute to good music, man. Support those kings. They are some bad brothers. And so I celebrate my brothers. Their album just dropped yesterday. So you can go online, Liquid Crystal Project, and get that smooth jazz, that jazz hop. Get that jazz hop in your repertoire. The ladies love it. Indeed. Well, man, we at the top of the hour, over the top of the hour. That's really, you know, I've been a buzz about these elections, and so, Sean, what you got? What you got on your mind? Anything tonight?
Well, you know, there was a good fight over the weekend.
How did I know that was coming?
Yeah, it's the sports guru, ladies and gentlemen. He knows all, not just boxing, football, basketball, you name it. If you gamble and you want to bet on a fight, this is the guy you want to talk to right here. Listen, I've known Sean over a decade, well over a decade now, he has never been wrong about any fight. And we've watched them all. We all watch. He has never been wrong about the outcome of a fight, not to my knowledge. And that's real talk. It's the guru.
It was a couple going. Of course, you had Silva's fault. Of course, he's well past it. Didn't end well,
yeah.
And he retired quickly after the fight. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I happened to see that one. That was very disappointing.
So you didn't see the Tank Davis fight? He fought
I
Santa
did
Cruz.
Not. No,
what?
I did not.
What?
Oh my goodness!
I'm having to
Cruz
look for it.
Santa Cruz, he doesn't stop throwing punches. He was giving Tank everything he needed, up to four, to throw punches back towards the end of round four. Round five came, and Tank pulled an uppercut up from the bowels of hell. And
man, he hit that dude like Thanos.
It's a wrap.
The cleanest uppercut I have ever seen in boxing.
Yeah. Turned him into the letter C backwards.
Yeah,
backwards
C. His body. You ever see Patrick Swayze in Ghost?
Yeah.
When he died? That's what happened to the little Mexican guy.
The demons came and scooped him up.
And this is what's crazy. Then they tried to say, now they're trying to sue. The WBC wants to sue Tank Davis because he switched gloves that he already got an agreement from the other boxer to have.
Wow.
Now, the WBC didn't investigate nothing with Fury when he fought Deontay Wilder.
Right. Which you could clearly see was something wrong with them gloves.
Yeah.
Clearly.
He didn't really even have anything to do with this fight.
Let me tell you.
He took it upon himself to attack Javante Davis. Big up to Javante.
The only thing wrong with your gloves is they was hitting that man's face too much. that former elite bum was just getting hit too much. Anytime. See, what happens with these brothers, man, sometimes at the end, man, they'll get the same gloves, but they want to match it with their shorts and stuff like that. And the real problem is the color. The bottom line is that man almost died.
With cute gloves on. With matching gloves and trunks.
Javante Davis hit him with about 7 uppercuts throughout the whole fight. Like Javante said, I'm going to let you jab me with a straight right 3 times, but I'm going to hit you. I need to soften you up a little bit. Because Javante took some jabs, but dude is not a knockout artist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He took some punches, but
I'm going to have to look that one up.
He called all the gods of Asgard. He called Thor. He called Loki. He called every super Doctor Strange. He took all the superpowers of the Marvel comic book series and hit him with an uppercut, brother. And I promise you, his soul exited his body. He dropped as if a doppelganger just snatched the soul out of his body.
Them little demons.
I thought he was dead.
Oh, man.
I did.
Yeah, I'm about to look.
I'm not playing.
You know how in the movie when somebody dies and they have like the chalk figure going around? But it's always that one looking leg going the opposite way. That's how my man's leg was, man.
Wow.
Man, I thought it was a done deal for him. I thought it really did. I thought it was a done deal. I can't remember. Since Tyson. Maybe Tyson.
Yeah.
I never seen nobody hit that clean. He's so close to him.
We're about to be seeing that real soon. That's coming up.
It looked like the ring was backed up for him so he could land. He didn't care where he was.
And then the announcer said, the racist guy who I don't like, the Jewish guy, right when he was saying out his mouth, if Javonte thinks that De La Cruz can't handle his, oh my God, he went down.
Wait,
as
hold
soon
up.
As he was getting ready to discredit Javonte.
Hold up, man. Rewind the tape. Rewind the tape real quick. Sean, did you just say the ring backed up so he had somewhere to fall? Oh, my God. Oh, I'm in tears right now. That is hilarious, bro. God.
So it looked like Ryan Garcia is up next. And that young boy got some pop.
Mm.
That's going to be a good one. I'm going to have to think on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who you think is up next, Dawson?
Ryan Garcia. He's been calling
for Pitbull? You talking about Pitbull?
Is that his nickname? I don't know his nickname.
Oh, no, that's the other young. That's the other young guy. He's undefeated.
This is a pretty boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, bad. He bad.
See, and, you know, I was worried about Tank because this was a big fight for him. Tank has a tendency to take punches, to eat punches.
Mm-hmm.
So he can give.
He wants to hit you with his power shot. He believes in his power. So he is willing to get punched. But I don't know if he wants to do that with this guy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get punched by Ryan Garcia.
No.
No, I can't
wait.
What
I really like about this one is you know, I followed his training camp, and Tank worked hard.
Yeah.
You know, after missing weight twice in a row.
I want to say this, Deshaun. I want to dispel this argument. Floyd Mayweather is the greatest boxer of all time.
Uh-oh. It's the wrong guy, man. Hold on. Let me hold on. Not Kansu. That's the wrong. This is the wrong guy. This is the wrong guy.
I know John ain't gonna agree.
You know, the thing I love about Floyd, and I think we talked about it a long time ago. You know, that dude lived clean. He lived for boxing. You know, the worst thing that he did to his body is he likes eating McDonald's and drinking Coca-Cola here and there. He doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. I mean, is he one of the greatest? Yes. Is he the greatest? I can't give him that because I sit there and tell you when Roy Jones was fighting. And when Roy was in his prime, didn't nobody even know who Mayweather was unless they was really in the boxing.
Mm-hmm. Or he was fighting a big name. Or he was fighting a bigger name.
He's up there for me. I mean, the resume speaks for itself. Do you know? He's beaten 18 champions. Yeah. When you beat 18 champions, you a bad man. But... You know, it's kind of tough. You know, obviously I love Ali, but when you talk about Walker Smith, a.k.a. Ray Robinson, that man had three different win streaks of over 70.
Wow.
He was fighting every week. He fought six times in February.
See, that's crazy. And that's what I was going to say. That's why Floyd can't get that title. He's definitely in the top three. But when you consider Muhammad Ali did things like fought three 15-round fights in the same month, these boxers ain't built like that now. And won the fights. So... It would be hard for me to give Floyd that title, too.
Yeah, I have the highest respect for him, though. I mean, he's one of my favorites for sure. He's a technician. Best defensive fighter I've ever seen, and that's over Sweet Pea.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you have that, though.
Well, I look at a defining moment in this brother's career when he fought Oscar De La Hoya, and he fought him on his terms and even took a pay cut, even though Alex Aram was screwing him over. But he knew that Golden Boy was on the A side. He took a big risk when he fought De La Hoya.
He did. He did.
And he came out on top. That takes a lot of guts and a lot of. When he was basically learning the machine of boxing from a business aspect, he went from just being a boxer to being a complete boxer and businessman at that point. Because he said, no longer, I'm going to promote myself. I'm not going to let anyone mess with my paycheck but me.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in there that a lot of people don't know. Like, that was a huge game. You see, when Manny fought, Oscar De La Hoya, they wasn't even trying. You know, they made Oscar put on the big gloves and lose 10 pounds.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree.
And let's talk some football, huh? How about them Steel Boys? Yeah. We got a free game this week, too. We got a real free one. I'm telling you, it's so free. Really, Ben ain't got to even start. He really don't. We play them Cowgirls. 8-0. Here we come, 8-0. Here we come.
Yeah. Yep. That's the same as that one. Yeah, them Cowgirls struggling. Injuries.
And they down to their fourth quarterback. Oh boy, the Lucicini or whatever, whoever the hell he is. I was like, who?
I was waiting to see if Jerry Jones was going to swallow his pride and get called Colin. What y'all think about that? You think he's going to swallow his pride and call up Kaepernick?
Nope.
Who?
Jerry Jones.
Hell to no. He'll suit up first.
Yeah, he's terrible. And as you can see, my boy Danny Dimes over in New York throwing those dimes to the other team.
Oh, man. The one that got tackled by the football field had the free pass. That head was too heavy. Man.
Yeah,
I'm about to block this fool in the chat room.
I know that. Also, the Tampa Bay Bucks, what do you guys think of their defense?
Hey,
that defense is scary.
They're pretty complete. And they move.
I mean, man.
Who you talking about?
The Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, man. Yeah,
that defense
they are,
is interesting, man. That defense
they are right, bro. I just don't. I think it, for me with Tom Brady, it's real simple. You and he's in the NFC, so he's gonna have to go through Seattle. He's gonna have to. He's gonna run it right into Seattle. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you can put pressure on Tom Brady, you can beat them. It's as simple as that. It really is. That's the key.
Seattle is not looking like that Legion of Boom. They're looking more like an offensive juggernaut now.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking
you're
of
right
which,
about that.
You know, that means some Steel Boys are going to have to go through Kansas City.
Man, we right. We straight, baby. We got dudes coming off the
I
bench.
Don't know
did
about
you
that
see?
One.
Hold up. Did you see that hit that my boy Scalane, the dude who came in for Tuitt, put on Henry? Henry even said it. Henry was like, man, shout out to the Steelers defense, for real. We shut Henry down. Shut him down. We ain't worried about KC, JC, MC. We ain't worried about none of them chumps, baby. Number seven. Here we come, number seven. Yeah. Let's go, Steelers. Yeah. We got this.
My Patriots were in mourning this year.
That's because y'all got that big. Y'all got that big drag queen as y'all quarterback, man. You dealing with somebody that's confused about their sexuality. I mean, how reliable can they be?
Here we go, man.
He wearing dresses and shit to the game, wearing skirts to the game. Come on, man. I used to have mad respect for Cam, but I have to say, man, we need to check his man code, bro. We need to make sure he still got his man code book, because I don't think he got it no more. He done put that bitch down somewhere.
I mean, between him and Westbrook, man,
But you know what, though? Westbrook, you just can't tell these days. But I would say between the two of them, Westbrook is a man. I can tell that with him. He dressed weird. He was questionable, but I can tell he's a man. I can't say that I can tell that with Cam Newton unless he on the football field. That's really the only time. Off the field, I don't know. My spider senses get to tingling. I don't know what's going on with Cam Newton. And don't nobody care about the Patriots, no way, man. Y'all got karma coming. That's all that's coming to y'all. You can't cheat no more.
I would say the sleeper coming out of the NFC, there's two teams, the Chicago Bears and the
Bears. Yeah, they look good. Them Bears look good.
The defense is solid. They're having some timing issues. Green Bay just won't get Aaron no help. And the Bears have the worst possible offensive coach they could find. That, if they work those things out, they could be dangerous.
And if their receiver went in corners with helmets on, maybe that helped too. You never did
that. Just...
man with a helmet on.
Wow. And can we just say, and just honestly, Aaron Rodgers is, you know, maybe it's just he's one and done, man. He's the Brett Favre of things now. You know, you have great individual stats, but he's not a champion like that. I mean, I think it's safe to say we can say that. I think we can. Ben is better than he is. I think I take Ben over Aaron Rodgers any day. Big Ben,
well,
let's go.
And that's when I started talking to Brother Kansu.
I don't care.
You're taking Ben Roethlisberger over Aaron Rodgers?
I will take Ben Roethlisberger over Aaron Rodgers any and every day, baby, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's just as accurate. He's harder to take down, and the boy can make plays. Ben can make plays. Aaron Rodgers got to have weapons. He got to have weapons. Ben is doing it right now with a rookie, bro. Claypool is a rookie. Come on. Come on, man. Come on.
I'm not even any there. I'll leave that to the professionals. I'll let Darren handle it.
I'm just
let Deshaun handle that.
Y'all can hate. It's all okay. It's all good.
They will not mistake my brother for Bill Clinton. He does inhale. Clearly.
About to inhale, about to mute my microphone. Counsel, let's go to break. Nah, I'm just kidding. we're gonna get to wrap things up, man. But yeah, nah, I'm not having visions of grandeur. That's what y'all accusing me of right now. I'm telling you, and I say it again. Big Ben Roethlisberger is a better pound-for-pound quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. He's got the hardware to prove it. He's been to the chip more times than Aaron Rodgers, and he's about to go back to the chip this year. And ain't nobody stopping us. You don't want to see that black and yellow on your schedule, baby. You don't want to see it.
Very complete on the club. They are.
I mean, they're doing their thing now. You got your moment in the sun, bro.
We about to be 8-0, baby. Undefeated. This last game against the Ravens was the test for me. That's what, because we always struggle against the Ravens, the Browns. We struggle against them. You know, they're rivals. So when we beat the Ravens and that game was ended just like I figured it was going to be close, but we would win it, that said to me, okay, yeah, it's going down. Number seven. So keep sleeping on black and yellow, but I bet you don't want to see us on your schedule. I bet you Tom Brady don't want to see us on that schedule. I bet he don't.
I mean, that defense is ferocious. They got top two.
Them
top
boys
three.
Hitting. They hitting, bro. That dude, man, that white boy hit Henry so hard. I felt it in my living room. Like, oh, shit. Stop the dead. Man, how many times have you seen Henry take a hit where he don't fall forward 2-3 yards?
You don't see it often.
Not at all. Then this dude hit him, and he was coming off the bench. That might have been his second play. He comes in and whacks that dude, man. I was like, yeah, we beat. We beat. And we about to get healthy. We ain't even had a bye week yet. So we get a bye week, let everybody rest, get healthy. We need Cam to get healthy. We got a few injuries that we need to get. We need that other Watt brother. We need to get him healthy. Get both of them Watt boys out there, baby. That's what I'm talking about. We taking it. Y'all heard it here first. WMLR, More Life Radio. Tahuti, the Fly, Virgo, Kansu, Sesamo, Amon. And I'm telling the sports guru himself, Sean's on the Don. It's going down, baby. Black and yellow.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's go. All right, man. I'm done. I just wanted to get that out. I'm done. All right.
None
talk to y'all next week. Yeah, we'll talk to y'all next week after we go get this cowgirl booty. We're about to go. Woo! You talk about a hit. Oh, my God. Elliot? Zeke Elliott? Man, we about to lay the wood on you, bro. I want to see how many times he fumbled in this game. We going to make him put it down. What'd you say, Sean? Get off me, ball. I don't want you. Get away. They hitting too hard. It's coming. Yeah. All right, man. We're going to get ready to get on down. Sean, I'm going to turn it over to you. And Kansu, you give him your words, and I'll close it on up.
Oh, man, I was hoping that you was going to tell Brother Kansu how quick it took me to send that XRP to you.
Yes, I have over 400 shares now, XRP. I'm not playing around. I listen to both of you brothers. I do. And I'm not playing around. And I'm ready to even go further. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning it, getting familiar with it, and I'm encouraging you all. Definitely get on board. It was easy, son, and I follow it and watch it every day. You know? So, yeah, it's just a beautiful thing. Feels good. Feels good. That was a good investment.
Deshaun, and could you text me your phone number? I misplaced it.
I got it.
I've been wanting to get this XRP, so I've been watching it. It's going through the it's doing its thing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm excited about it. Definitely check it out. But, yeah. All right, Sean, go ahead. Let's wrap it up, man. Get on down. I'm hungry, ready to eat.
Well, you know me. I'm back. I'm back to the jobs. The quarantine is over. I'm happy. Negative test. Positive. Ready to be productive in the morning. I just hope everybody else is going to be productive too.
Yes.
Productive and blessed and positive. Let's do it. Wow.
Absolutely. Brother Thompson. Yeah,
man. I really appreciate everybody that tunes in every week, man. I do appreciate it. And I definitely look forward to next week. And everybody, man, just be careful out there. They're already boarding up places everywhere and might tell you what's about to go down. So just be careful. Be peaceful. Keep your head on the swivel, man. And just keep it moving. King, I don't know if we lost our brother Tahuti.
Yeah, he got quiet.
Yeah, I don't know if he had a sound issue.
He might be back there getting that Beijing on the beer.
getting that Steve Harvey. Getting fitted for that Steve Harvey toupee. Oh man. Yeah, brother Zudi, are you there?
No, he's not there.
Okay, well man, Tahuti, he probably has to clean. He probably just let that hair get back in that sink back there, man. You know, this don't make no sense, man. So we're gonna have to close this out. We're gonna go ahead and just, you know, close this out. We thank each and every one of you guys for participating and keeping us going, man. We really do appreciate this. We look forward to that for every Wednesday to be able to share some things with you guys. We definitely do. And we appreciate it, man. We really do. And we look forward to seeing you guys next week, man. So keep doing your thing, man. Keep living life and doing what you got to do. To enjoy life, man. Don't let all the stuff that's going on in this world break down or take away your drive to live and enjoy it. Whatever you do, keep a smile on your face. It's your one and only Consu Shesh Mohamoun. Deshaun, the sports guy. The professor. Silence. And of course, captain of the ship, the Hootie the Fly Virgo, man. It's your one and only Consu Shesh Mohamoun. Peace and talk.
Asked earlier, the need today is for Black Africans who have been divinely called out and set apart for the particular purpose and or mission of liberating, resurrecting, and empowering other Black Africans. The need today is for them to get serious about their assignment and stop being distracted and start bringing forth some fruit. That's the need today. But how are you going to bring forth fruit if you keep getting distracted? And how you gonna stop being distracted if you don't know what your assignment is? I challenge you today, brothers and sisters, what is your assignment? What did God put you on this planet for? Why did God let you come out of your mama's womb?
Yeah. I know you've been
please.